composers, hearing them talk about their work, and hearing their work performed. Later in our season, we're planning a sonata recital by Francis and Lev Shore, violin and piano. And late in April, we're planning a special program of music for flute, viola, and harp. Glad to tell you that our guest on tonight's program, Marcella de Cray, will be returning on that occasion. Late in April, she'll be joined by Paul Renzi, flute, Ralph Persinger, viola. Their program, among other things, will include the sonata for flute, harp, and viola of Claude Debussy. There's still other programs planned. I think I've told you enough already to let you know that it's a rather ambitious series, and you probably know that. You know, we began these concerts back in September. We're planning on continuing them through May. We certainly hope you've enjoyed them and are enjoying them. May I say, we appreciate hearing from a good many of you as we have. We'd still like to hear from many more of you. We'd like your comments on programs such as these. They are, you know, unusual on television. In addition to your comments, we'd be most appreciative if you'd also include your check. You see, as I've mentioned before, you don't have to be a millionaire to become a patron of the arts as far as KQED is concerned. You can become a sponsor of this concert series just by sending us your check for $12.50, $14.50, $17.50 or more. Your checks should be addressed to Concert, KQED, San Francisco. Your help, I assure you, would be much appreciated. Alan Hovhaness, whose sonata is the final work on tonight's concert by Marcella de Cray, is certainly one of the most fascinating composers of our day. Mr. Hovhaness was born in a suburb of Boston in 1911 of Scottish and Armenian parentage. He received his early training at the New England Conservatory. He said quite some time ago that he never wanted to become a composer, he just wanted to compose. Well, he's certainly done that. He started at the age of 4. He estimated once, before he turned 50, that up to that point he'd written some 1,200 pieces, including 16 symphonies. In the year 1943, when Alan Hovhaness was 32 years of age, he destroyed just about everything that he'd written up to that point, including 7 symphonies and truckloads and trunkloads of works that he was at that point dissatisfied with. Fortunately, though, he's remained a prolific composer. For example, several years ago on a world tour, writing his music in hotel rooms, in trains, in airplanes, he turned out something like 4 symphonies, a concerto, and a good many solo pieces for piano. Mr. Hovhaness has said of his music that it derives from a time and a place which is different than ours, from ancient principles and from cultures. Good many people have pointed out that in addition to being largely self-taught, he owes a good deal more to the ragas of India and to the folk dances of his father's native Armenia than he does to the traditions and the cultures of European music, which have so influenced most of the other contemporary American composers. Alan Hovhaness's Sonata for Harp is his opus 127. It was written in the year 1957 and dedicated to the virtuoso Nicanor Zabaleta. The sonata is in 3 movements, an opening allegro, a second movement marked lento misterioso, and a third movement, again, an allegro. The Sonata for Harp of Alan Hovhaness, performed now by Marcella de Cray. Thank you.
Thank you.
music that derives from a time and place different than ours, from ancient principles and cultures. The sonata of Alan Hovhaness, played by Marcella de Cray. Earlier on tonight's program, Marcella de Cray played two short pieces of Jacques Ibert and the cycle of six sonatinas by Jan Ladislav Dušek. It's indeed a rare privilege for KQED to present to the wide Bay Area audience artists such as Marcella de Cray. We certainly hope that you've enjoyed tonight's program. As I mentioned earlier, if you have, we'd certainly enjoy hearing from you. If you're here in San Francisco, in the Bay Area, do write to Concert KQED San Francisco. Of course, don't forget to enclose your check. If you're in the Sacramento area, address your letter, as well as your check, to KVIE Sacramento. You're cordially invited to join us next week for another in this series of concerts. As I mentioned before, our guests next week will be Milton and Peggy Salkind in a program of music for piano four hands. Again, we hope you've enjoyed tonight's concert. Hope you'll join us 1 week from tonight.